Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. How are you doing? Based Saxon says, I stayed up till 3 a.m. watching Severance last night. Oh, my God, that's a good series. Yes, very good series. I'm happy that we discovered it thanks to the people telling me about it and forcing me to view it eventually. It's a great series. It would have been sad to lose it to the noise, because it's very hard to not just have a good series, but to know about it, to hear about it, because the system of ratings on the internet, they don't work. They are controlled by too many normies, and you see TV series that are 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, but they are clearly meant for a lower IQ section of the population, and you start watching it and it's like, oh. So it's very hard to have a coordination of what should we watch. A creature has evolved, has lost their eyes, evolved to dig tunnels. Look at this monster. Oh, wow. What the fuck? Can you imagine? Evolution specializes you so much for digging that your face loses its eyes. My God, this thing is just a digger. It just digs. It has its whole head, and the form of the body is designed for digging. Look at this. Oh, monster of the underground. Two big teeth. He seems to have some consciousness of where the person is. So perhaps he has some detection capabilities by hearing or smelling. Okay, to not insult them, we have to say digger, not digger, with a hard R. I am sorry, I didn't know that it was a sensitive term. It's a digger. It digs holes in the ground. Saturn Shine says, watched a movie on Amazon the other night. Horrendous disappointment. Life. Totally copied Alien. They had the chance to make something good and they just followed a formula. Life. I think I may have... Is it the movie where you end up realizing at the end... I mean... I'm going to be a spoiler here, but is it the movie that at the end you realize that the ship is already on a planet and they've been thinking that they were flying in space, but they were just landed on a planet already and they kind of emerged from this evolutionary period, stuck in the spaceship, and now they see the planet on which they've been for millions of years? Is that this movie or it's totally something else? No, that's not it. Okay. But that movie that I just mentioned, that's a good ending. That's a good ending. But I think I saw Life. I just don't remember exactly what it was, but I think I saw it. And yes, it's one of these modern... Is it like with minorities in space? Or I think there's a black guy and an Asian. Like at this point, the space movies... It's a whole sampling of all human races on planet Earth. It's okay. The movie I'm talking about is Pandorum. Pandorum. Yes. Yes. Life is this more modern movie where they tried being so inclusive with the actors. It's like black scientist, whole rainbow crew. I can't with this movie. The moral weight of this movie is too hard on my head. Like, I'm watching the movie and I'm like, okay, this is trying to moralize me. And my defenses are up. So I'm unable to get in the story, unable to feel the characters, because I'm like, something is trying to be introduced in my brain. I have to defend myself. I'm being injected a moral virus here. And it's impossible for me to enjoy these movies because of it. Today, Ryan Garcia, was on a stream with Andrew Tate, a Twitter space apparently, and he claims he was tied down and forced to watch kids get inappropriately abused. They were kind of trying, they were kind of talking about conspiracies or Bohemian Grove. I think it's a case of schizophrenia here. I think this guy is deluded.
Talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Where?
Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking tied... I'm not fucking joking, bro. I have fucking proof, bro. I don't give a fuck. Bro, I fucking will show you every fucking video you could ever fucking believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They fucking tied me down, and they...
You can notice a slurring of speech, which may be indicative that he may have been drunk, on drugs, or maybe just psychotic. People who are psychotic can have... difficulty formulating their full sentence.
Made me fucking watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a fuck anymore. Yes.
He doesn't want to take us all.
Talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me.
So when they say this kind of stuff, the thing is schizophrenia can lead you to have the impression that other people are trying to traumatize you. And you can have kind of dreams or hallucinations in which, oh my God, someone is taking me inside another universe. And oh, now they're tying me on a tree. And now they're showing me the rape of children. It sounds very realistic. I'm not going to deny that it's impossible. Maybe there's some sort of pedo elite out there that I've tortured the boxer Ryan Garcia, but I'm giving it 1% chance of being real, 99% chance of being schizophrenia. Shamrock Shake says maybe he saw something online whilst on a meth bender after not sleeping for a week. Yeah, they can see stuff online and think that somehow they are included in this. It's a terrible disorder. I was there, bro. Yes. Lauren Boebert is taking the MILF porn politician to a whole new level. She has posted feet. Literally, Lauren Boebert posted feet. Life in heels ain't always glamorous. Sometimes we gals gotta take care of those barking dogs, in all things find joy. That is Lauren Boebert showing herself, washing her feet because she's an eel. Someone was noting, it's impressive how fast everything went to the bottom of the barrel. The fall of civilization is something. Like, we have at this point... things that could have, this could have been a scene in a porn movie. This is totally a still from a porn movie in 1982. Okay. Now we're in 2024. It's a picture of a current senator, or is she senator or representative, house representative? I don't know. But this is the picture of a current politician. And yet, less than 30 years ago, it could have been the cover of a porn movie. She's a representative, says Lendald Guntram. So let's talk about women and morality and this particular scene that was that went viral for a whole month, and I've never talked about it yet. It's this scene of pink-dressed woman enjoying their time, drinking from their Stanley cup, their portable Stanley cup, and being annoying to the internet. And there has been a divided position on this, on the analysis. There's a bunch of people on the internet that are triggered by these women, and they say, you know, why do people hate white women of the West? And then there's a bunch of people who are not triggered by this and who say, what do you say? Those are just women enjoying some time. Relax. They're just dancing. Shut the fuck up. And I wanted to go through all of the elements because I understand the two positions. I think maybe there's an explanation for why these women were dancing and dressed like this. Maybe they're filming some video clip. Maybe they were trying to go viral, or I don't know. They seem like some group of organized women who are dancing. But I just wanted to analyze the whole video. It's 3 minutes. To explain to you and give you the final red pill on what's wrong with all this. What is it that has triggered the autism of the internet against this? And ultimately, I'm not pissed at these women. I don't care about what these women did. But I want to explain to those people who don't understand what's shocking in this video, everything that it is. Now, I want to introduce you to the philosophical baggage that you need before we fully understand this video. Starting with the Stanley Cup, this is something that was introduced to me by my extremely socially connected autist girlfriend, because she is like us. She is a woman, you know, who understands the memes of the internet, but she can't help but be a woman also. And so she stays connected to all these trendy things with a form of based approach toward them by saying, oh, look at them, look at what they do, these normies. But still, she is aware of what's going on in the world. And sometimes she helps me connect to things that I would have never heard about before. But she reveals them to me. There is currently a mania in woman, in modern woman. It's the Stanley Cup. And you're going to tell me, Jeff, isn't that cups that have existed for decades? Yes. But still, you will see women just accumulating at the entrance of Walmart to go get their Stanley Cup first, and they will empty the shelves. There is some kind of craze that has happened around these cups.
Stanley Tumbler, let's see if it's worth it together. Personally, I've never been one for tap water, so I love this noise.
So, you know, this is just ice water, and yet this is presented as, okay, I'm going to give you feedback on this. Well, I'm guessing it tastes like ice water. Asferia says, the Stanley Cup is one of those things that freaks me out. The fact that women believe that they care about this cup is just a reminder to us that they aren't like us. They are not as lucid and more controllable by the forces that be. It's an item of pride. I think, I don't know what's the deal with it. I know that, you know, normie secretaries and bureaucrats, they have their Stanley Cup on their desk. And when you sit and you remark, hey, that's a Stanley Cup, and they're like, oh, I'm so proud about it. And they will touch it. They will show it to you like an object of pride. There is something to be said about the size of this. I mean, I think, is it possible that the Stanley Cup is designed to make the woman look thinner? Because it's like, holy shit, this like doesn't fit in your chest. This is a gigantic beverage container you got there. I mean, look at this. And the gigantic straw also. It's a stupid thermos, says Saturn Shines. Exactly, that's what it is. But you will notice that in this video, a lot of the girls have their Stanley Cup. And I want to introduce people to behavioral analysis to understand what is it in this video that led it to be one of the biggest memes this month. Let's have a look. First, what are we looking at? It's a video that was tweeted with the comment, "Why don't men want Western women?" And so we are supposed to find in this video the reason men don't want Western women. The first thing is we notice this is a upscale group of women, all white, almost all white, at least those that are in the screen all look white. And so already we have here an opposition with the mainstream discourse. Those are relatively high value women with fathers that are living a kind of well-off life. They are being cared for. Some of them have accumulated a little too much fat, and they try to hide it with looser and teal pants. But otherwise, we have relatively high-value women that are blonde. They are blonde. A lot of their hair are blonde. So they have tinted their hair blonde as a signal of wealth. Suburban says, yeah, these girls are top shelf, most of them. Yeah, and here's the thing. The first thing that's annoying already, I haven't even begun to play the video. The thing that's annoying is I know high-quality men. And if you are a high-quality man on the dating market, you would have to say basically yes to 95% of these women. You would have to say yes to 95% of these women, and yet, not a single one of these women is particularly exceptional. I mean, they're dancing, they're living a nomadic lifestyle. They are not particularly like with a superb Aryan physiognomy. Some of them are a little too fat. And yet, quality men would have to accept that this is what they can get on the dating market. In other words, we are in hoflation here already. We can see it. The fact that you would have to accept dating 95% of these girls and that they're there dancing and leading to this massive viral video just by dancing poorly without having anything exceptional going for them is kind of frustrating. It shows you the hoflation we live under. The second thing that I think annoyed people is here we have belly displays on the road on an African style music. So here you have women who are self-conscious enough to know of their value as white women because they are gathered in an elite circle of dancing, of social dancing of some kind. And yet, they are lowering themselves to the music of a lower dating category of the dating market, which is African woman. And I mean, it's African men singing, but it's the kind of music on which African woman would dance. And so, and you have the whole tension between here they are living in the luxury of their blonde beauty, and yet many of these women probably dream to have a slightly fatter ass so that they can twerk like the ugly black woman. That is the first thing that the internet detects and looks at this video, and it's like, there's something wrong with white woman here. Now there's the general degeneracy of it all. Put that beat on. Is this a bitch that he is putting on? Is he putting her on like a condom onto his dick? It's not clear. But and they are holding these Stanley cups, and these Stanley cups are annoying because they're a representative of everything that's wrong with the modern woman. First, the modern woman is influenceable. She can go into a social spree that will lead her toward an article of consumption that have in and of itself zero innovative value. It's a thermos. We've had this for children and babies and adults alike for decades. It's a thermos, and yet a social trend as was born around this, and suddenly all women want one, and the price goes up. And of course, I think that the Stanley Cup is worth like something like $60 or $30. So it doesn't matter. But it just shows a sickness of the social brain of women. They can be sent toward those arbitrary items of consumption in uncontrollable ways. Secondly, they're holding a Stanley Cup as opposed to holding a sandwich that they have prepared. The Stanley Cup also represents the desire to be nomadic. They are leaving the home, and so they need an extension of the thermodynamic property of their beverage. They want it to survive a long time, so they want to carry hot or cold content over long distances. That is the exact inverse of the sandwich, because the sandwich, you prepare it for your husband, he eats it on place. That's sedentary. The Stanley Cup is nomadic. So there they are, wearing their bling bling in all colors, pink, and displaying nomadic symbolism. They're like, here, I'm ready to go. I could be 7 hours of car in that direction, or that direction at any time. If you're a male and you're a survivalist, let me explain it to you in terms you would understand. If I was to come with a whole setup with knives on my back and a backpack that can carry lots of stuff, survival material, and I have guns, and I would look prepared to you, right? But that's what I mean to, that's what I need to survive as a male. I would be all equipped, and I would be signaling to you, I'm ready to go, and I could last 30 days in that direction or 30 days in that direction. The Stanley Cup is the equivalent for a woman. She is telling you, I can go away because first I need to lose weight so to get to my new boyfriend, so I don't need caloric content. I don't need to carry survival material because I'm a woman. I can live on the hitchhiking and beg for survival by other males, like this male here. They will deliver everything I need. So all I really need is electrolytes. And I just enjoy tasting my water with electrolytes at a certain temperature. So ultimately, my whole life can be reduced into the thermodynamic property of the volume I can carry. And by the way, also, if I want to survive 30 days in that direction, I know there's a series of Starbucks in which I can refill my Stanley cup. That's survivalism from a woman perspective. That's exactly the kind of lifestyle that Mama JF would go out and live, you know? Jumping from one place of survival to the other with your thermos. So that is the ensemble of things that make this video kind of annoying. There's also, you know, other nomadic aspects to this video. First, these women appear to have been randomly dropped at some gas station, and they're made they're using the occasion of their nomadism to make a TikTok dance video of some kind. And apparently they have deployed speakers for the occasion. How did that come to be? It's not clear to me. Okay, there's the whole sexualized... like they are moving their hips, like they are having sex or something. Very African. So this is the most made up woman of all. They're all kind of looking more or less natural. This one is looking totally painted. Like she got layers of foundation here. Hey! See the nomadism of it? She holds a Red Bull for lasting longer, a Stanley Cup for durability of the temperature, and a little backpack, which is the equivalent of the survivalist backpack, but the Hello Kitty small female version. I can't... one thing that I noticed when I watched this video is there are packs of males that are managing these women. And you can see them totally calm and disconnected. Like, this guy seems like a geek. A couple of dude bros with hats. A couple of Nike shirt-having immigrant or whatever. There's a bunch of guys who are part of this social club and who are kind of totally left over by the action. I don't know what it means. I don't know how we can interpret this one. Maybe they were a part of the same class or the same trip. In any case, there's always the group of betas who are letting these women get crazy and who kind of waiting on the side, sneaky fucker strategy. What if they get too tired and they can't travel anymore? They're going to have to sleep somewhere. I'll be there. And also I note that they are wearing these little bandlets here. And so this was coordinated. This was organized in some way. Suburban Elk says, what's also frustrating is that they are actually good dancers. It's well rehearsed. I don't know that they are good dancers. This is not good dancing to me. Now, they do seem like they have applied some sort of training, that they are... Yeah, you know, they have coordinated, they have learned this in some form. Because they're moving all together. Imagine this girl becomes your girlfriend. The year... the year is 2030. This girl has become an insurance agent who has to follow her license courses to derive this small salary. She's gained 60 pounds. She is your girlfriend. What do you do? Oh, and here you always have the cool guy. The cool guy in this age range is the slightly more crazy guy who, rather than stay there to display his stoicness, to get the normal-looking but perhaps mentally more healthy girlfriend, the cool guy is always willing to have an extra accessory of decoration around his neck, is behaving friendly with the females. He is there trying to get himself into the social scale of the female world. It's not a very successful reproductive strategy in my experience. The cool guy always gets left behind because he's not respected by women. Ultimately, women are treating him as a woman because that's what he's doing there. And the whole exercise clearly is a display of female physique. Like, You're part of a group. You were told there will be females sexily dancing, making sexual gestures. Somehow there's not a single male in this display. Clearly, you are out there displaying your body. That's what you're doing. That's the only purpose of all this. All right, so that's pretty much what I take from this video. That's why people were annoyed. It's ultimately females who are living a kind of luxury with their time, luxury with the value of what they have because of hoflation, and they can kind of luxuriously bathe in this value in a way that's not totally fair. In a way that's not totally fair, because those are relatively average high quality women, but the equivalent value on the male side wouldn't get that much attention toward him, wouldn't be attractive if he was doing these hip moves and these sexual gestures. So it's just annoying. Women at this point are annoying. They don't have to do much. This is what the internet has to understand. You can look at this video and say, they haven't done anything wrong. Why would I be annoyed? It's because just seeing women at this point is fucking annoying. Saturn Shine says, high quality? Well, I say high quality because the market is such. I mean, that's the market. Those are the young generations rising. So a young man on the dating market as to say yes to all of these women. There's not a single one woman you can reject in this group, basically. Maybe you have some taste and you find this one a little less beautiful, this one a little more beautiful, but you have to you have to take what's coming. You're not going to get better than these women. Rodila Sid says, that might have been a group of white women hired to dance for the band or singer, and the black women are angry because all the black guys are paying attention to them instead of the black woman with hair wigs. I haven't seen black woman in this video, so I don't I don't know if I missed something in the background, but I haven't seen this. Woman, and yes, DK Shadow says, not morbidly obese equals high quality. Yes, in the current state of demographics, already, if you don't want an obese girlfriend, you're cutting yourself off from about 70% of the woman. So, yes, that's the 30% remaining elite. Woman explains why she makes good guys wait to have sex with her but gives it up to whack dudes. See, that's a big problem. The idea that you're not going to reward quality in your mate, you're not going to create a loop of self-reinforcement where you and your partner become better for each other and better for each other at all times. You're going to punish the quality of your partner by doing this. That's a very bad idea.
How come, oh, you'll give it to a whack dude before and then make a good guy wait? I don't think that you're trying to make the good guy wait. I think that you want him to see the value in you. Sometimes I'm like, all right, if I give it to him too soon, he's going to think, you know, like I'm not a good girl, or there's no, like, you know, I'm just a quick, easy F or whatever. And I think that's sometimes what women will do. They'll make the guy that they really like wait longer because that's who they really like see potential in. I might see a husband in you. And just like men, like, see certain women like, oh, she's wifey material, or, you know, she's just somebody I'm going to smash. I think women are able to do that as well. Like, you know, oh, you know, he's got a lot of good qualities. He got some good stuff going for himself. You know, I'm just, you know, let me see how it goes. Let me make him wait for it.
Now, there's no problem with waiting for sex, but what she should retain as a lesson is, I have to make the low-quality male wait forever. Because if you're thinking, well, here's a low-quality mate, I can have sex immediately, you are rewarding him. You are rewarding lack of quality, and you're inverting the normal sense of things. More discussion about the boobs of Sydney Sweeney. Abby Shapiro, who is a woman of big boobs herself. Abby Shapiro has an opinion on Sydney Sweeney's boob. Now, that is quite amazing, given that my community on Discord, you guys are obsessed with Abby Shapiro, right? I keep seeing pictures of her boobs. Now, the Abby Shapiro boobs, they are always dressed. So you never get to see the skin of the boobs, but clearly she has pictures that are massively centered and accentuating her boobs. And she's wearing shirts that are systematically showing the full form of boobs. So I'm very surprised that Abby Shapiro thinks that Sydney Sweeney is going too far with this. Because what's the difference between this and Abby Shapiro? It's, we see the skin of the boobs, okay? But Abby Shapiro, I mean, she has these photos where she is totally distorted for the purpose of fully seeing the pending quality of her boobs. Like, how can this girl have an opinion that this is too far? I just don't get it. But let's read about it. Classically, Abby was saying, people are saying that Sydney Sweeney is a return to femininity because she unabashedly shows off her curves and allows men to view her as the woman she is. I can't get behind that. Yes, men are visual creatures. I've said it before and I'll say it again, but there's a difference between embracing your femininity and being a sex object. Dressing to accentuate your best features without showing a ton of skin, doing your hair and makeup and looking pretty is a great avenue to initially catch a man's attention before he gets to know you. It's working with reality and using it to your advantage. But being scantily clad is not embracing your femininity. That's just asking men to ogle you as nothing more than a hot body. It reduces you to your assets, and that's it. Women don't need to choose between looking like men and dressing like their own OnlyFans. The wise and wonderful middle ground is dressing beautifully and femininely to draw the attention of males for the right purpose. For him to get to know you, the person beyond the body that houses your soul. Ladies, would you rather be this girl or this girl? Well, this is, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that Abby Shapiro is against boob displays. And she also shows legs very often also. But I think there is some jealousy here because Abby Shapiro is like the meme of the internet in terms of big boobs. I mean, this is how clear she made it through her pictures. Every time there is someone talking about big boobs on our Discord, there's a guy posting pictures of Abby Shapiro. And DK Shadow says, not just legs, feet too. Yeah, so I personally don't have a strong opinion on this. Because personally, I am sexually excited at women that are fully dressed. I am such a pervert that you can put layers of clothes onto you. And to me, that's not super important. It's not like removing the teasing quality of woman. Because I can, if you leave up just your face, I can identify your race, your genetics. I can extrapolate the form of your body. So you can be wrapped in a burqa if you want. To me, the sexual excitation doesn't come from the amount of display like this. So I don't have a strong position on this, but clearly there is an ongoing societal conversation about the whole limit of showing boobs, showing... At this point, the technology for clothes is so advanced. You can have clothes that are fully covering and yet more sexual than clothes that are revealing. It's amazing. And then there's the shape of the boobs and the size of them. The cake lady of hashtag cakegate Our only sin was to have big boobs, really. Because the same shirt that she was wearing could have been seen as absolutely non-sexual in other circumstances. But in her case, her boobs were so popping out of it that it got seen as a boob display. It's fascinating, this societal question of, is she showing too much? John Drake says, Superman isn't the only one with X-ray vision. Exactly. I have X-ray vision. A girl visited Bangladesh and she found out what happens to a white woman when visiting a third world country.
I'm at my pet beach and I want to show you guys the beautiful view.
Aha! How do you like white civilization now? Because there, you're trying to look relaxed. It's a, I'm just a white woman. Let me stand under the sun. But now you have such high value and you are so stunningly special for these men and little boys that they're like, holy shit, free looking at a top model white woman. I'm just going to stand there and wait to see what she does. So she has attracted a crowd of onlookers. You know, the same would happen in white civilization. Men would be drawn to a beautiful woman on the beach, but we would have this cognitive defense that says, no, don't do it. It's socially awkward. So just, you're just going to have a quick look and then move on. But they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. They just stand there and, oh, let's look at the white woman. Oh my God, that must be awkward.
I'm at the beach and I want to show you guys the beautiful view.
Oh yeah, people are pointing out that soon this will be our countries. Here we have gentlemanly behavior from a male Asian, a rare observation. He has decided to pay for his girlfriend. Oops, but he had screenshotted her code for payment, so she ended up being charged. So I didn't know about this trick. See, when she starts displaying her QR code, he takes a picture of her QR code, and then he pays with that QR code. And there you go. You looked like a gentleman, but it got charged on her account. A armored truck driver robbed at gunpoint. I don't know why, but the guy insists to get his pants off.
Le están robando una persona. Wow.
Maybe because he had a belt with weapons.
Qué fuerte. No puedo creerlo. Tiene la pistola y es el seguridad del banco, es el que tiene los camiones.
See, this is why Bitcoin. Can you imagine running this business? You have this big gas consumption engine. You have to pay the guy driving it. All of this to transfer what? Maybe you have $10,000, maybe you have $100,000, maybe you have $1,000,000. But it's not worth it. You're leaking this $1,000,000 to just paying for the weapon of the guy, paying for the possibility of insurance that you get that something gets stolen from you, that you get attacked by thieves. DK Shadow says, not very carbon neutral. Absolutely not. Noticing is now banned on X. You can't notice. Keith Wood says, apparently noticing is now banned on X. What a joke. These levels of censorship are starting to outdo the old Twitter regime. Someone had pointed out the noticing is unstoppable. I'm noticing. Now, noticing is a hate word. I don't know if that's correct and verified, but they are talking about the rumor that Sarah Ashton Cirillo has gone missing in Ukraine. You know, this is the person who's been displaying as a woman and recently got her woman wig off and went full male-looking, kind of, returned to male-looking. And now they would have disappeared. They would have gone missing. I don't know if it's true. I don't really have a way to verify this, but that would be an interesting development. Biden has secretly flown 320,000 illegals into the United States. So the Biden administration, clearly the sense in which they solve the border is the wrong one. They are helping people in. We have to help them out. U.S. Secretary Victoria Nuland resigns. She was involved in much of the Ukraine stuff. And, you know, Gonzalo Lira was a big critique of Victoria Nuland. And kind of, you can kind of see this as a posthumous victory of Coach Red Pill. Coach Red Pill was saying that Victoria Nuland was part of the deep state apparatus under the whole corruption with the Ukrainian regime. Hillary Clinton says, how should we approach the fact that Joe Biden is old?
And, you know, somebody the other day said to me, Zerlina, well, but, you know, Joe Biden's old. I said, you know what? Joe Biden is old. Let's go ahead and accept the reality. Joe Biden is old. So we have a contest between one candidate who's old, but who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy. Mm. And we have another candidate who is old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous and threatens our democracy. So really, pick between your two old ones and figure out.
I think I'm going to pick the dangerous one. I'm interested in this. Income needed to afford a home in the U.S. has soared by 80% since 2020. Even back in 2020, it was my impression that it's very hard to work to get a house. I was seeing the mortgages move from the years of my parents at 20 years resolved, and they were moving at 25 years, 30 years. And at this point, even since 2020, it got 80% harder to get to pay for a home through working. And at this point, I think it's basically impossible to just have a regular job and to make enough money to pay for your home. So you have to study stuff like Bitcoin investment. It's the only effective way to make money. I'm a hard worker, by the way. I love working hard. But what I found in my life is if you choose a job, they're going to basically enslave you. You're going to be working hard and they're going to make you spin the wheel. Like a rat. They're going to make you do stuff that's useful to them, but that never gets you into a good position in life. The system is filled with red tape, taxes, income tax. We are definitely advantageous to make our money differently. And investment is one area where the capital gains tax is much lower than the income tax. So investment is a better way to make money than working. Biden has completely lost the plot, starts talking about the Cookie Monster.
In fact, some of the small snack companies you won't and think you won't even notice what they're doing. When they charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips, only has a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. I'll tell you who did notice, the Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller, paying the same price. I was stunned when I found out that's what actually happened.
I don't know exactly what that means. That it's what actually happened. The Cookie Monster actually found out that inflation was bad. I don't know what this refers to. Maybe an aspect of American culture. The last time I had heard of the Cookie Monster, it was Nick Fuentes discussing the Holocaust with Milo Yiannopoulos. That's the last time that there was a problem that was posed. The Cookie Monster was baking cookies, and there was some mathematics there to be figured out. The market's crashing in 2008.
From the financial capital of the world, the opening bell is going to ring in 5 seconds, and to be honest with you, we wish it wouldn't.
Traders here working the phone say a lot of their customers are freaked out, waiting to see how low the Dow will go. They're focused on the Dow, not so focused on OPEC. Yes, OPEC did cut production by 1.5 million barrels per day.
Really, you're seeing just broad-based declines across all of the major technology sectors. Apple's under pressure, Yahoo down 8.5%, Cisco 6.5%, Research in Motion 10%.
And we're not getting the bid wanted. We're not getting the stop trading, and we see where the buyers are, which just every day they're pounding it.
The heightened financial turmoil that we have experienced of late may well lengthen the period of weak economic performance and further increase the risk to growth.
It's a nice flashback to have because there are people who were nervous on social media because Bitcoin fell. Bitcoin touched the all-time high today and then fell. But it's like, and we have to repeat this to people. This happens every bull run. If I progress by 50% and then I draw back by 10, it keeps increasing. So it's like, oh, the volatility. Well, who cares about the volatility if you can wait 3 days literally and your money will be recovered. Today, it touched the all-time high, surpassed the all-time high, and then dropped back down to 64K, which it's around 64K right now. Look, totally fine. That's what Bitcoin does. And by the way, the ETFs flow are still beating their own records. So whatever this drop was due to, it was a momentary influx of Bitcoin on the market. But the ETFs are still growing. So that is a measure that tells me this is not a worrying drop at all. To the contrary, it may be a drop that everyone regrets selling into because the volumes are maintained by the ETFs. John Drake says, yep, 10 times sounds right. 10 times what? Do you mean the ETF volumes? I don't know if it's 10 times, but they are beating their own records from last week. Breaking, Donald Trump fully supports Israel's genocide of Gaza. You've got to finish the problem. Seems like Trump's made a deal with the Israelis to return as president.
About your policies for a second. As you know, this sure. President of the United States, when it comes to Israel, is getting protested. Now he seems to be turning on Israel. But with the non-committed vote that Biden's getting, they're not going to like you either because you are firmly in Israel's camp, correct? Are you on board with the way the IDF is taking the fight to in Gaza?
You've got to finish the problem. You had a horrible invasion.
How many words are we between an explicit appeal to genocide, and you've got to finish the problem. Finish the problem. What does that mean? It means you want to finish the people of Gaza because there's a problem that you have with a bunch of terrorists.
It took place. It would have never happened if I was president, by the way. As you know, Iran was broke, Brian. They were broke. They had no money for Hamas, for Hezbollah. They were broke. This would have never happened. And for another reason, they wouldn't have done it to me. I guarantee you that. They did this because they have no respect for Biden. And frankly, they got soft. And what happened here is incredible. That should never have happened. Likewise.
What about your policies for a second? As you know.
So, yeah, that's one of the constantly disappointing things with Trump. We're not getting, we're getting someone who's actually genuinely, when you look at it, more Zionist than Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden has his far left wing of Arabs that are kind of putting him and that are sympathetic to Gaza. That's why you saw Joe Biden saying, hey, we must put the brake on hurting civilians and hey, here's some humanitarian aid for Gaza. Those are things that Donald Trump wouldn't do. So there's kind of a shame on the side of Joe Biden that Trump doesn't have to have. But we must keep the pressure on Trump by basically being the Rashid Talib or what's her name? You know, these four horsewomen of the Arab world, AOC. We have to be the far right to Trump like the far left is to Joe Biden. That is pushing him in the right direction while understanding that Trump will not be a revolution for America on the side of geopolitics. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.